for a dead mobile.
KO4, WWZ mobile.
Chandler, KO4, a dead.
Patrick, how you doing?
Did you get done with your afternoon bus ride?
You know it. I try. Sometimes it just doesn't work.
Well, you just can't do anything with.
Absolutely.
For CBA Mobile.
Afternoon, Keith.
804 WWZ.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And how is everybody?
Anyway, on your way to play tennis, or
are
you on your way home?
Way to play tennis. I get it. It looks kind of like it's going to rain out here. It's kind of weird looking. But anyway, I guess it's not supposed to.
House, and I was going to say the same thing. It's completely cloudy up here, and can't see the sun at all. And left down there is nice and sunny, beautiful day.
It's clouded up here last 30 minutes or so, or maybe longer. I haven't been paying real close attention, so. Anywho, but if I'm going to a clinic, so if it rains, if it starts raining, they'll just move it into the bubble, so we'll get to play either way.
Where's your clinic tonight?
The last hour and a half.
Do it playing that much tennis?
Something for exercise, and I gained like 14 pounds this winter, so I got to lose that. And I go to the doctor next week for my 6 month physical, so it's really just, I mean, it's not a full blown physical. They'll draw my blood tomorrow, and then they'll go over all the results. But it is a full, what they call a full lipid panel, so it covers just about everything. Oh, man, and then covers some stuff I don't even know what it is. But he's telling me to keep doing what I'm doing, so that's what I'm going to do.
That's good that you're doing that, but I was talking more about my knees, which I'd be falling down in agony.
It is kind of, you know, it can be hard on your knees, but thank goodness, I guess I didn't inherit my dad's knees. He had to have his replaced. I can't remember exactly how old he was. He was in his 70s. And he had them both done at the same time. he said that if he didn't have them both done at the same time, he wouldn't have them done at all. So it was either all in or nothing for him. That was funny. But mine, you know, haven't bothered me too bad. So I'm hoping they'll hang in there a few more years.
I'll be 47 this year, and they've been wanting to replace my right knee for a couple years now.
Did you injure it, or did it just start hurting?
Of anything I've done to injure it, but it just started bothering me, and it's bone on bone, so every day it bothers me.
They've come a long way with knee surgery. back with most joint replacements. They come a long way, and the recovery time's shorter and all that. So, you know, you have it done, especially at your age. You know, I think that they'll last. They're saying they'll last 15, 20 years. And so, man, my dad, he was 91 when he passed away, so it lasted at least 15 years.
6 to 8 weeks downtime is what gets me. I got nobody to drive the tool truck to run in, so I'm with no income for about 2 months.
Drive it for you.
Come drive it for me.
Mustang engine in it, and we'll have a good time.
That's funny. But Dave, I'm on to say 73. I'm pulling into the house now, so I'm going to clear out. I'll get scratchy here. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day.
KO4WWZ.
Have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoy your rest of your evening. So, what have you been up to, Chandler?
The school bus. What you been up to?
Not a whole lot today. I haven't done much of anything. I like to watch. What is it? Overhauling with Chip Seuss. I don't know if you ever watch him. He's a custom overhauler, frame off restoration type guy. And that's interesting. I just saw our old car going down the road there. Well, anyway, and and then there's another show too. I can't think of the name of it, but it's very similar. It's the same thing, really. They do frame off restorations and customized, and I can't think of the name of it.
Can I come with that?
Beacon Hill here, so I ought to be able to hear your next transmission. So go ahead.
Asked if you work today.
Man, that's a four-letter word. You're not supposed to use those on the air.
Behave yourself now. Behave yourself.
Retired for since April of 2015. Is that right? Let's see. Yeah, I guess that's right. 2015, so that's been, what, almost, about the end of this month, it'll be 7 years.
Oh. Well, congratulations to you, sir. What kind of job did you do?
Here. Can I repeat her all right?
Feel scratchy that you're evil.
Well, I was a worship leader for 40 years. I led music in Southern Baptist churches all over the upstate, one in Charleston for 2.5 years, but the rest of the time we were up here in just in the Greenville area, actually, Greenville, Greer, Travers Rest, Simpsonville, places just all the little towns around here and Greenville. And then I also worked on cars, so I actually worked two jobs. One of them, if I was working one part-time, I was working the other one full-time. So and sometimes that alternated, because sometimes my church music job was part-time, so I would work full-time on cars, or vice versa, if that makes sense. But I'm done.
After that, man, that's really good. That is really good. Did you ever go to Marietta First Baptist Church or Tacoma Baptist Church?
Yeah, I've been to Marietta several times. I know a few people up there. I used to, well, I knew Benny. I know Benny Durham. He was a pastor there for years. And he works for Greenville County Sheriff's Office now. But, and then I knew some people there that, that were at Forestville Baptist Church when I was on staff there, writing music. The wife, she used to fix meals for me and my wife when she worked in Clemson at that time. And was part-time in the church. And so she would, on Wednesday night, I had to be there at the church, so I didn't have time to go home and change. So she would cook a meal and have it ready to sit on the table when I got there. And it would give me just enough time to eat and then run to the church and do what I needed to do there. And she would cook the meal. Even if they weren't going to eat, she would cook it for me and my wife. They never locked the doors. They still don't. She always said if somebody broke in, she doesn't want them to tear up her beautiful doors. So she says, I'd just rather them come on in.
You were kind of in and out on your last transmission. I could copy most of what you said, but not all of it.
Great, that was such a good transmission too.
Can you give me a signal report, please?
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to repeat that one.
Signal report from you.
I still didn't get it. I'm just in a bad place right here. Pakewood and Congaree Road. It's for some reason it's not a good spot for the repeater.
And that. What I can do to get my base station transmitting decent. I have to step away from the radio for a minute and make the house and gotta get the mail.
I'm getting ready to turn into the parking lot, so at the club, at the sports club, so that worked out good. But good to talk with you, and enjoy your evening there, KB4CPA.
K2AXK listening. KO4WWZ, KO4PXB.
For DJW Mobile.
W4DJW KO4RMM mobile.
KO4RMM, how's it going? How you doing today?
Be good. Just coming back from a haircut. Headed over to Academy Sports. Try to pick up this and that. How's it going with you?
I made a trip to Charlotte. Well, not all the way to Charlotte, but most of the way to Charlotte. I'm having old memories of 10 years of going back and forth to Charlotte every single day. I haven't made that trip in quite a while. That's kind of fun to reminisce. You go by the peach every day.
There's that peach. It's got some age on. It's been there a long time now. But Yeah, how's the big construction zone up there and above Gaffney?
You know, you can't see either side of you, and everybody's going slow, and the trucks are driving in the left-hand lane. I don't know why they do that. I think there's a sign that tells truckers to use the left-hand lane, and so it kind of goes against the grain to be passing on the right, you know what I mean?
Happening to me when I was up through there in February, I went up with some friends to the hunting camp, like 165 acres of up there to do some shooting, and I'm telling you what, man, on the way home, I got lost. You know, I was as lost as a fart in a whirlwind, coming back of all the roads they closed and exits they closed and all the detours and reroutes. I had serious concern. It even pulled my GPS. The GPS became totally useless for me because it hadn't updated to all the changes and reroutes that huge project had imposed.
Found out last time we went down to Fort Myers, Florida, when we got down on going down 95, I think, before you turn off on 3 to cut across, or 8 to cut across, and the road would just stop. Everybody would just stop. And so the GPS would say, because it's one of the newer Toyotas, GPS's, and it would say, it would ask you, it says, it's going to stop 3 miles from now. Do you want to reroute and find a better route? And I'd tell it, yeah. But you know what? There's 100 other people that got that same question asked, and they said yes, too. So it wasn't any better with the reroute than it was if I just suffered through it.
Yeah, if somebody could come up with some programming to make a more intelligent GPS system where they would update, have some sort of interaction between, you know, construction crews and eliminate some of the lag time between road, you know, route changes and closures. That would be a product of itself.
In the past, or I saw a video on it, or I saw something, is eventually the cars are going to start talking to each other. Right? They're going to have frequencies that cars can communicate, and it's going to create a mesh network. And when you run into a situation like that, the mesh is going to talk to you before you get to that bad situation. And it's going to figure out, okay, that first option is full. Now we're going to switch them to the second. And it's going to figure out a way to get everybody, to optimize everybody's path to get there. And it might back up for a little bit. So if you think of it like blood vessels that have capillaries, right? You get a wide enough spread of capillaries, then the blood can continue to flow at the same speed that it was going before. You just have more paths that you're taking advantage of.
But yeah, that's encouraging to somebody, you know, a motorist who drives 1,000 miles a week or something like that, and really works the highways, you know, a good bit. But that night coming home in February, it was a moonless night. It was just as dark as could be, as black as ink. And I've never been on these. These are tiny back roads in Cherokee County. I've never been on any of these roads. And that, you know, I had looped around and retraced my steps, and my GPS was sending me back across, you know, in circles across the same intersection, across the same bridge, over 85, this way and that way. And I had some serious concerns about myself, you know, actually finding my way out of there and back to somewhere I actually recognized.
They do that. I remember when GPS's first came out, I was in some city, so I was with a rental car and had a GPS, and it, I needed to get to the airport. So I followed one of those handheld GPS's. So I was following it, and it took me to the airport, but I wound up on the back side of the opposite side of the runway from where the terminals were. And I could not figure out for the life of me how I get around the runway to get back to get over to the terminals, because it put me at the airport in the city, but I had no clue how to get around. I just drove around, and then kept asking it for instructions, and eventually it gave me the right instructions to get around it, but it's like you say, you get down on those little one-lane roads, and it's not really not even wide enough for two cars to pass. Yeah, that gets kind of creepy.
It was really frustrating that night. It was giving me a route, and the visibility was so bad, and I knew it was linking me from secondary road to secondary road, roads I've never heard of or driven before. And even with the proximity indicator, you're approaching the turn or the intersection, you know, I'm slowing down to like 10 miles an hour, and it's black as ink outside, and, you know, you've got the place you're supposed to turn, you may have one, two, or three roads, turnoffs within 50 yards, so you don't know which one it's hard to tell which one your road is, and of course you can't read the street signs.
I'm with you on that. I'm absolutely with you. It was difficult. What I have noticed, though, lately, I mean, they keep getting better and better and better, but I'm wearing an Apple Watch now that's connected to my phone, and if I use the navigator that's on the phone, my watch starts clicking and vibrating like the turn signal turned on right before I get to the road, you know, at the same distance that you're supposed to turn your turn. So that tells you somebody's thinking about that. People are solving those problems. One by one, they'll get solved. And when you're going really slow, because it's going 80 feet, 40 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet, and when it gets right there at the turn, it goes ding, and that's when you should be turning the steering wheel.
Forward to the widespread availability and affordability of those improved technologies. You sign me up.
We also might go three-dimensional before all of that becomes a reality as well. I don't know. If we survive that long, if somebody over in Russia doesn't push the big red button first.
Yeah, definitely. that's a big asterisk hanging over all of us right now, I'm afraid. General that was apparently over the offensive that they perpetrated over in Syria, and this individual is supposedly exceptionally brutal in his prosecution of military conflicts.
Right at the beginning of that, whoever that was, go ahead.
For PXB, to the fact that I would think the Garmin GPS and GPS system would work on the database somewhere, you would figure that it would count how many people saying yes, they want to take the alternate route, and then at some point in time just stop offering that alternate route to keep the traffic flowing on the one that you're already on, when the alternate route was already getting over the congestion traffic that it'll handle.
It's a fine example of, you know, doing an analysis of how that should work. They should go to the same database, but who knows if they do or not. I don't know. They may or may not. And we missed what you said, Kurt, at the very beginning of your transmission. Do that again.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike, when you posed the possibility of, you know, these technologies being developed, implemented, and then scaled and made to be affordable, you conditioned it with a big if that we're all still here. Someone over there in Russia, you know, didn't mash those red buttons. I think that's becoming a real possibility. And I also heard recently that Putin had promoted, to lead this new offensive in Ukraine, the general that prosecuted the military operation over in Syria. This guy is supposed to be exceptionally brutal in his tactics.
They've lost at least seven of their generals now. Have you heard that? That one might be dead. And the way they do it is they're using multirotors, and they're going down there and figuring out where the general is with the multirotor, and then they're taking them out with artillery. They're Ukrainians. I thought that was just they're using that technology, even though it's not. I mean, I saw them when they were packing them up to send them over there to them. And don't you know China hates that because those things originated in China.
Very ironic, I think. I didn't realize they had lost so many seven generals. I knew they had lost several. And I know that another thing I heard about this, and this was on Hannity the other night, is that the Russians are not recovering their dead from combat. They're just leaving their dead out there. They're not, you know, they're not bringing their dead home to Russia. And evidently, obviously, that serves as a real, you know, detractor to morale. You know, if you're if Russian infantrymen, and you know that you can't even get the benefit of having your remains recovered and sent home to your loved ones, that's got to be a real downer.
Then there with us, he may have got busy with something else. But yeah, that's one of the things I was seeing on the one of the news channels. I try to watch all of them, even the ones I don't like. I try to watch them all to get the real picture, right? And one of the that's one of the things they were saying about Russia is that we've learned that they thought they had the greatest standing army on planet Earth, and what we've learned is no, they've let all that go to waste. And they said the reason that it went to waste is because of the corruption at the various levels between Putin and the guys with the boots on the ground. They said there's tons and tons of corruption down through there, and this is what you get when that happens, right? They're just taking money, and instead of spending the money on the things they should be spending it on, developing standard operating procedures and maintaining equipment, they're putting the money in their pocket. So good for us, right? Good for the rest of the world that they got some corrupt people over there.
Before PXB. Hannity, as he had as his primary guest, Sean Penn, and those two are usually mortal enemies from political standpoints, and they have sort of a rich history in arguing politics, but on this particular segment, they put their political differences aside because Sean Penn had spent several months over there doing a documentary on Ukraine right, you know, there was the middle of the documentary in terms of producing the content when the war broke out, and he had spent, I think, upwards of a week with Zelensky. And so Sean Penn actually had some, you know, real on-the-ground, you know, experience and commentary to give to the show. It was kind of refreshing, actually, to see those two sitting down together and talking about a subject on which they actually both agree. KO4RMM.
And who was the other one?
Was in the Ukraine prior to and during the first phases of the Russian invasion. So he was actually, he had a team of documentarians and war journalists down there. And during the time he was there, he spent over a week with President Zelensky, did Sean Penn. And he came back eyes wide open and a whole new sense of, I guess, humility. And he was telling, you know, what he saw and felt and experienced being on the ground as, you know, with inbound rockets and missiles, and how impressed he was with Zelensky in terms of his refusal to be evacuated out of the country like a lot of world leaders do. As then Zelensky put his body armor on and Kevlar helmet and became a real stand-up leader in the eyes of Penn.
Okay, I didn't know it was Zelensky that Sean Penn was sat down with. That's interesting. That's pretty good. Lloyd, you still in there? So go ahead and pick it up and hand it to Chandler afterwards.
For PXB, yes, I'm in here. Due to the fact that I've been to Iraq and I see what happens when the soldiers on the ground that are actually fighting the war have no information on what to do. They go by their own, I guess, lack of values on for human life, and they just start indiscriminately killing people, which is horrible.
And Gary, go ahead and pick it up, Chad, and hand it to Gary.
For NUE, I just want to say absolutely, Lloyd. That's called the vacuum. And when the leadership's gone and the discipline is gone, then it just becomes indiscriminate. And that's when, I guess, true human nature shows. And that's can be really sad at times. KF4DOS, go ahead and take it, Gary.
Gentlemen, running a little errand, just heard everybody in there, heard Dave. Dave, I wanted to ask you a question real quick. Did you get my video I sent you?
When did you send it? I've been away from home most of the day.
A couple hours ago, sent it to your phone.
Okay, no, I haven't. I've been on the road for, I don't know, about 3 hours now, maybe four.
Okay, let me know.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know.
Somebody else, while I'm driving, y'all go ahead, KF4DOS.
Listening to KO4NUE, relating his experiences there in regards to the vacuum and how chaos ensues when the prison breaks down on leadership. And what I've come to understand about the Russian way of the Russian tactics is that's a very centralized command structure where the unit leaders are not given the latitude to make independent decisions in real time, that they're wholly dependent on high level status tacticians and command. So they're kind of, that really limits their agility, flexibility to respond to the fast moving or unanticipated developments in combat. Or PXB.
One thing that was definitely very odd about the first war in Iraq, Saddam Hussein actually got on the radio at 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening and gave his soldiers the orders of what to do. After that, there was nothing. And once the U.S. took out the communication part of it, so that wasn't happening, then they were just pretty much on their own on what to do.
Or not, but you're just barely making it into the repeater, just so that you know. But yeah, I thought it was good what Zelensky told NATO, he said, you can talk and talk and talk, but if you don't do anything, you know, what value do you have? Well, what value do you bring, right? If all you're going to talk, you may as well dissolve yourself. You know, there's nothing like being under that kind of pressure to make your brain cells active and make you think about things like that. And I think that's one of the things that's happening with him, is he's coordinating that. He's right there, and he's coordinating, and he's getting it to his troops, and he's getting them the tools that they need to do the job. And somewhere along the line, they've been trained well, and they're using it, and they're doing the job, and they're just making Russia look really, really bad. But, and with the leadership dying off really quick from the Russian teams, I don't know if that's his best foot or if he put his worst foot forward, that's Putin, with that team. And he's got more, I don't think anybody knows if he's just testing the waters with us and he's trying to, that's bait, right? He's trying to bait us versus that's all he's got. Who knows? W4DJW. And I don't know who gets it next.
K4WWZ, I'm at
21
South Foot. Can I get a
sit-in report? Yes, absolutely. That's better than it was before.
You want to try and dump it up or not?
Make sure everybody's got their finger on their reverse button when that QLM comes in. Yeah, so hit your reverse button and let us know what's going on there, where you are.
25 what?
10 Chandler.
W4DJW, KO4WWZ. Does that sound good?
That's good. Now you got it right on the money there, Chandler.
Thank you. I'll let y'all get back to talking and holler at me when you're ready for me to talk.
So YK Bobo downtown.
QE 73 is clear.
Have a good one, W4DJW. Mobile and Greer.
I'm on fuck that little boy.
At the base station. Stay over WWP.
I'm on Easter.
It's K4HPS, W4DJW.
For HKX. Monitoring. Hey, Dave. Hey, Chandler.
KO4RNN monitoring as well.
One Romeo Delta monitoring.
Medium monitoring.
PWA monitoring. NUE monitoring.
OYP monitoring.
IQK bubble.
KA4BTY monitoring.
KO4PXB monitoring.
W monitoring. And Greer.
Well, Dave, looks like we got the whole crew here this afternoon.
We don't, we?
KY, I think I doubled somebody monitoring.
Same button. Fingers on the reverse button.
UE, I think you got it. KO4NUE, clear.
KO4HKX. I'm up here at the house, Dave, if you want to hang around for a little bit.
Go before I get home. W4DJW.
JW, KO4RMM. I'm approaching Academy now. I'll be designated 73 clear within the next minute or so.
All right, Kirk. Well, I enjoyed our cue, sir. Have a good evening. KO4RMM, W4DJW Mobile.
RMM, I'm clear. Good day all.
KO4HKX.
Steve, how does this any tone sound?
How I make that thing do analog?
Voice quality.
Sounds good.
It's only 7 watts, and it's 10 times the radio that my Baofeng was.
I do analog on it, too.
You betcha. Now all I gotta do is get me a programming cable, and I'm gonna figure out this DMR stuff, baby.
I'm not gonna teach you that.
I was gonna help him. Been waiting on him to tell me when he wants to try.
That's so busy, and I hate to lean on folks, especially when it's just a learning curve, and I need to get in there and dig in and do it.
Cable, and I have the program. I just gotta meet with you to do it.
Yourself, Steve. Hello.
Oh, my good little boy.
I know I'm sweet and innocent.
I'm not gonna lie to the guy.
Careful, now I resemble that remark.
Looks like we all agree.
I am gonna go ahead and order me a programming cable, Patrick, and get this thing to where I can program it. And I got the CTS or CST, I can't remember which way it is, the programming software. And I got it downloaded, and all I need is that cable. So I'm going to get me a cable in here, probably take a few days, and then I'm going to try to get in it.
I was going to say, you know, go ahead and go for it because you can't brick it, but I think you can brick one of those links. So be careful. I'll say be careful instead.
WA, K4VHY,
keep over here. K4VWA. Yeah, hey, what's up today? You got some good advice for me on this radio? Can I break it?
I don't know about full-on breaking it. I guess anything's possible, but they're hard to break. Once you get your programming cable, the first thing you'd want to do is, save a blank one onto your computer out of the radio. But I'm pretty well versed. If you and Patrick don't get together anytime soon, give me a holler.
Appreciate that. Now, I will tell you this. I'm going to use both of these radios mobile. I got an 878 and I got a 578 mobile for the vehicle. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get that situated to where I can use DMR repeaters.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure if FC Martin has a code plug for any phones or not. That's how I originally learned on the old MD380s, is getting the code plug and looking and seeing what's going on and going from there. But it's pretty much you want to create your contacts first for your talk groups that you want to use, and then create your channels, and then create your zones, and, you know, populate each as you go.
Roger. Yeah, I'm starting to understand all that, and I've got a
I'm all fucking little boy.
Got a thumb drive, the radio that pretty much covers everything in North America. Well, worldwide, for that matter.
I used to, just the 3100, the nationwide group was really busy, and we'd have people coming over from the UK in that area. Coming in a lot and having really good QFOs with them, and they kind of tighten down on that. And TAG 310 used to be a free for all, and they tighten down on that. I haven't done a lot of DMR lately, but it's just because I'm on an active repeater, you know, point out 16.
Roger, I understand. Well, see, I've still got to get in and plug in all of the analog repeaters locally, then I'm going to have to put in all the DMR repeaters, well, that I can get in there. I'll probably get them all in there, but once I do that, then I'm going to have to learn the procedures as how to get in on one of the DMR nets. I figure that's one of the best ways to get my feet wet with it.
Be a bad way. Yeah, and I just, like I said, I just jumped into, you know, 3100 TAC 310 back when they were really active, and I've actually got an original open spot, so you're not limited to what the repeaters can do. Open spots are kind of expensive. Don't know that I would recommend somebody getting that just to start. I'd kind of stick to the repeaters first, and maybe look at getting some sort of hot spot later if you like it.
Exactly what I was thinking. Go with the repeaters, and then go to the hotspot if you know, if I get really, really, really engaged.
The like I said, the hotspot really allows you to get out to wherever you want to go. Any statewide talk group or any, like South Carolina, we have a statewide, and there's I believe 5 regional talk groups. Like Low Country, PD, Midland, Upstate, and must be missing one, or there's only 4.
Well, see, now we're getting in there further than my knowledge. Get my cable in, and let me start sifting and seeing what I can find out as I go. So, but so far, I figured out how to get the log and get it up onto the briars. So, anyhow, listen, I don't want to hog it up. Chandler, jump in there, Dave. Get back in there. Y'all, carry on. Thank you for that. And I may be giving you a call.
Roger that. How are you doing today, Dave?
I mean, because I am backing it in the driveway. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out while I got it down. I enjoyed it. Have a good evening, everyone. W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, have a good evening. You mind if I give you a little phone call? Y'all carry on. I'm clear.
Four,
Delta,
and Romeo Delta clear.
Before WWZKO4PXB.
KO4PXB, go ahead.
KO4PXB, did you get your coax buried today?
I'm probably about to go outside and try to do that.
Would definitely be something to do, sir, because your situation, if it is the coax, it's only going to get worse.
I will go outside and attempt to do that. Thank you. KO4WWZ, clear.
4PXB, standing by mobile.
1 Romeo Delta, KO4NUE. Lee, Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well. I just got back from Indianapolis visiting my brother, my older brother, who's quite ill. And I just got back a few hours ago. It's good to be back home.
For that, I'm glad you're back home safe. The reason I'm calling you is I was wondering if maybe possibly you could give me a telephone call maybe tomorrow when you get rested up. Over.
To do that, I will do that. I'll put it on the list and I'll give you a ring tomorrow.
Have some good rest and glad you made it home safe. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Romeo Delta clear.
4ULP, monitoring.
PAA1RD.
Now, how are you today?
Just got back from a long trip driving to Indiana to see my brother, who's very, very ill. He's the oldest in the family, and so I got back an hour or two ago, but I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. How about you? How are you? How's your family doing?
I'm doing fine. I was just playing around in HF, seeing if I could get anything. So far I've gotten only 2 contacts, but playing around, see what I can hear, and so far I haven't gotten anybody calling CQ yet.
I'm glad you're getting out. I mean, if you've made 2 contacts, are those 2 contacts after the first one when I was at your house, or are these 2 contacts including that first one?
Including the first one. The other one was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was too staticky for me to catch the guy's call sign. He called off the key fairly quickly because I was coming in fairly weak, and he was coming in fairly weak on my side too.
Use the tuner. Do you feel comfortable tuning the antenna?
So far, I haven't really needed it. Of course, too much. Of course, I need it. What I'm saying is, I haven't really had to tune too much. It's kind of hard to tune because my power control knob got gummed up, so it's super hard to move. But I already got another operator looking for another part to get it fixed up.
If you need anything, you let me know. I'll be glad to help, and looking forward maybe to talking about 3D printing and things like that. So good to hear your voice. Say hi to your mom and dad for me, please. Email me if you have any questions or anything that you're interested in. Keep going on that HF. I've been having a lot of success on 10 meters in the band area that you're licensed to operate in. Don't hesitate to go all the way up to 28,500 and all the way down to 28,300 because they're from about 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. each day. That's kind of the sweet spot for us.
But I've noticed that I don't really want to go right up onto the edge of 450 because I've noticed I can still hear somebody, even if I'm not exactly right on frequency, I can still kind of hear the signal drifting. a little ways. It's, you know, but you have to tune it exactly to hear them clearly.
Go forward, WWZ.
So you have to stay away from the band edges, Alexander, to be in code. You can't go right up to 28,500 on upper sideband, but you certainly can go up to 28,490 and not have any problems at all. But anyway, just search around the band, and like I said, from 4 to 6 p.m. is a really sweet time with the sunspot activity and the sun, the way it's been acting lately. It can be a little weird. It can kind of wipe the band out completely, and you hear nothing for a day or so because of mass ejections from the sun. But be patient. It's like you said, it's like fishing.
There's a CUSA going on, looks like around 28,417 right now, just 2 weeks for me to really hear or understand what they're saying.
ULP, KO4NUE. Hey, Alexander, if you'll give me a frequency, I'll meet you there, over.
And, well, let me finish up here with Bob, and let's just say maybe give me about, let me see if I can find one. Let me see if 28,390, if anybody's on. Actually, 28,380 doesn't look like anybody's on right now.
Chippy Cuso with Mr. Bob, and I'll be hanging around on 28,300. Over.
I think you 28,380. That's where I'll be. I think that's what you mean.
So, and you take care, and I'll talk with you guys later. Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, clear with KO4ULP.
Three's Bob, and have a good rest of the evening. This is KO4ULP, clear, and wait just a second. Before I clear out, Chad, you still on? Up there with Bob. So did you get what I said? You said 28,300. I said 28,380.
Copy. 28.380. QSL.
Affirmative.
This is KO4NUE. QSY to 28.380. 73 is clear.
73s, and I'll be talking to you on there shortly. This is KO4ULP, clear.
C4SKD, you listen. 4YQK mobile. QK, KC4SKD, name's Larry.
Your name is David. I'm from Dagusville, currently in Greenville, making my way back to Dagusville.
In Greenville, headed home to Easley. So good to talk to you, Dave. I've heard you before, and hope you're having a good afternoon.
You know, just went over and picked up my food for the week. I do a diet with Saskatoon's restaurant where they prepare my food, and I pick it up every Monday.
Well, hope it works out for you. I need to eat a little more healthier myself. I'm not getting enough leafy green vegetables and that kind of stuff.
Good. I've lost 25 pounds in the last 6 months.
That sounds good. I bought a three-wheel recumbent bike, but problem is having time to ride it. And I need to get on it and ride some more. I'm sure that would help.
Yeah, for now, it's a good time to get out there and ride. I got a road / mountain bike. It's a hybrid. I'll put it on the back of my Jeep, and I plan on riding Swamp Rabbit Trail a lot this year.
Ridden the Swamp Rabbit Trail quite a few times, and absolutely loved it, but it's been a while since I've been there. Hey, have you ever heard of a trail up in Virginia called the Virginia Creeper?
But I've never been on it.
You need to go. I've been on it three times, and it is absolutely a blast.
They're and stuff. I've heard a couple talks about that area up there.
Of course, I've took my bike once, but it's better to just rent. They rent Trek mountain bikes. There's about six places there in a little town called Damascus. And you rent, and they can carry you up to the top of the mountain. They drop you out. And, man, it is just absolutely incredible place to go and ride on a pretty Saturday.